The subcommittee made one point clear at the beginning of the hearing. They were there to hear how the project would affect the coastal environment, not electricity rates. This is why a good chunk of the testimony detailed how the design and construction of the offshore wind farm take into consideration both producing clean energy and protecting wildlife. Deepwater Wind CEO Jeff Grabowski talked about bird studies and bat studies and the nearly extinct North Atlantic right whales. About 400 of them remain, and they migrate through Rhode Island waters during the spring. Grabowski says Deepwater Wind would protect those whales.
So for instance, for this project, for Block Island, I think the critical thing that we did is we agreed not to build the foundations, not to do any pile driving of the foundations in the water before May 1st of any year.
The National Wildlife Federation's Catherine Bowes says the organization strongly supports Deepwater Wind's project. She considers climate change the single greatest threat to animals and wind energy a strong way to reduce pollution. Other supporting testimonies came from the Sierra Club's Rhode Island chapter, Environment Rhode Island, and the fishing industry. Their representatives were among nine people who had a chance to testify after Deepwater Wind experts. Only one person, a resident from Newport, opposed the project. He wonders what would happen to the wind turbines if they fail. The subcommittee was also worried about the life of the turbines, and it pressed on whether the wind farm could sustain major storms. Grabowski said the offshore wind industry in Northern Europe, where nearly 70 operating offshore farms have 2,000 turbines, has taught them a lot about building wind farms. He explained his point after the four-hour-long hearing.
We design a wind farm to withstand the worst-case storm scenario. So we take a look at what the expected 100-year storm is, which has very high wave heights, very strong winds, actually stronger than Superstorm Sandy. And we design all the components of the wind farm to withstand that worst-case storm.
The final supporting testimony came from year-round Block Island resident Peter Bowdy. He's ready to see the island's diesel-generating system go away. Bowdy made a point that got a laugh out of the crowd.
Now, I've heard about birds, bees, not bees, I guess. have heard about them. Whales. But we haven't heard much about people. People are part of the environment. You are all part of the environment. I still am.
The entire Coastal Resources Management Council will look at all of the testimony, public comments, and a staff report, and then it will decide whether to give Deepwater Wind the green light for what could be the nation's first offshore wind farm. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.